Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening, wherever you might be. People at home, people on the roads, the highways, the byways, the back rooms, the offices, wherever you might be. Thank you for hanging out. I'll be with you for 3 more hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a busy day, about an hour away from Monday Night Football between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right now in Philadelphia, we have game 2 of the National League Division Series matchup between the Dodgers and the Phillies. Right now, they're in the top of the fourth. No one has scored a run as of yet. The Dodgers lead this series 1-0. They're trying to pick up a second victory to put the Phillies on the verge and brink of elimination. That's not the only one that we got. We have another matchup tonight as well in the divisional round of the Major League Baseball postseason. Jackson Chourio looks like he's going to be ready to go as the Brewers try to go up again, a 2-0 against the Cubs. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll keep you up to date on everything as the evening continues to roll along. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We've already had a busy show, kind of recapping what we've seen so far over the course of the weekend. Patriots getting a big victory against the Bills last night. The Jets continuing to lose. What else is new? Mark Sanchez, the biggest loser from the weekend, getting maced, stabbed, and charged with a felony for beating up a truck driver. What a world. Not something I had on the bingo card here. Eagles lost to Denver. Eagles got trouble in paradise. I guess the closest that you can get to it. And we're going to talk about a different type of paradise. And we got more to do. We got Mark Ross from the NFL Network. He'll be here with us in about 20 minutes to take a look at everything that went down over the course of the weekend. We'll get into some college football action as well as Penn State just looks like a complete disaster. I don't know if Drew Aller is going backwards. I know he is not going forwards. And then you got Arch Manning. He's out here running for his life. It's like every time he throws the football, I don't know if he's trying to go for 6 or 20. We're going to get into some college football as well as we continue on with the show. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, how are we here, right? Week 5 of the NFL season is coming to a close now already. This is where we happen to be. Kansas City Chiefs, Jacksonville Jaguars, You got the Kansas City Chiefs that just last week taking on the Baltimore Ravens before Patrick Mahomes went out there and threw four touchdowns and beating Baltimore 37-20. Kansas City was looking at a reality where they could have been out here 1-3. They could have been done for the year. We could have been entering into today where Kansas City would be 1-3, taking on a 3-1 Jacksonville Jaguars. Now tell me that is not a little bit of a time warp, but here we are. Kansas City, the reality is they're 2-2. Jacksonville is 3-1. And based on some of the scores that we got over the weekend, you know, like the Chargers losing to Washington, the Kansas City Chiefs, who've basically been written off. They have. They've taken a step back. You got Xavier Worthy, you know, still dealing with a shoulder and toe issue. Tonight, if Kansas City wins, they can tie for a lead, the division lead in the AFC West. The Chargers are 3-2. Denver, we just talked about them beating Philadelphia. They're 3-2. Kansas City has a chance to join them today in what is just a ridiculously crowded division. And do I need to mention Las Vegas? Do I? They're 1-4. Pete Carroll is trying to figure out what's going on next. And Geno Smith cannot hold on to the football to save his life. So let's just get the Raiders the hell up on out of here. But the Chiefs, yeah, Super Bowl contender, is one of the best quarterbacks ever. And I don't want to say they're kind of stale, but they are. Okay, you've had to redo the offensive line. You got Travis Kelce, who's gotten older. You got receivers who have been injured or suspended. Hello, Rashee Rice, driving like a numbskull through the Dallas Metroplex. You know, suspended for the first six games of the season. And now you got Xavier Worthy, who's been dealing with injury all season long. And so the Chiefs, they're going to go out here tonight in Jacksonville. They're going to try to beat the Jags for the ninth straight game. Yeah, the Chiefs currently have an 8-game winning streak against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags are trying to turn this around. They've been getting asses whooped by the Chiefs. And now tonight with their defense, I think leads the NFL with 13 takeaways. They're going to try to slow down, well, Patrick Mahomes. Good luck on that one. Patrick Mahomes knows that they're going for him. Listen.
First off, they're very fundamentally sound. And when you have a fundamentally sound defense that's that talented with the amount of players that they have at every single level of the defense, that's a hard defense to go against. And they do a great job attacking the football. They're causing the turnovers. It's not like the turnovers are just happening. They're punching the football out. They're tipping passes. They're intercepting the football when they get their hands on it.
Yeah, they're going to try to come for him. I mean, that's what everybody's been doing the past couple of seasons. Like, the only thing that can slow down Patrick Mahomes are the guys in front of him who are trying to protect him. You got Josh Simmons just getting to the big leagues, Big Show getting to the pros, coming off of that injury in college. They've had so many adjustments to the offensive line. We saw Patrick Mahomes running for his life in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. Andy Reid says, I'm starting to feel confident about our line. Okay, Andy.
We're getting better there as we go, as they play together more. I mean, Trey's a beast. We know that. He gets in there and he'll battle with anybody. Tough guy. And like I said, you know, the other day was that it doesn't all have to be pretty. You want to get the job done.
Yeah, just get the job done. Yeah, protect Patrick Mahomes. Make sure the guy is standing upright. It's enough that at times like, you got to get the ball to Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm like, this, he's still in the league? What are we doing out here? In Jacksonville, we talked about their defense. You still have Trevor Lawrence. He got 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. But the Jacksonville Jaguars have really, under Coach Cohen, have taken the approach of running the football, playing good defense. And how about that as a key to victory? Smash-mouth football. And Trevor Lawrence, he knows that in order for them to win, they got to go out there and they got to beat a team like Kansas City, who's beat them in 8 straight games. And listen to what Trevor Lawrence had to say about taking on the Chiefs.
The opportunity for you know, this team, it's just the next opportunity. It's the next game. It doesn't count for more than the other ones, but it is a big opportunity for us. You know, it's on a big stage. Everybody's going to be watching. And I think it's a, you know, good next step for our team to take. And obviously a good opponent in the Chiefs and a big AFC game. So it's a big one for us.
Yeah, last night we saw what the New England Patriots did against the Buffalo Bills, seizing the opportunity in front of them. You got Drake May, who's elevated himself in a nationally televised game. And look, Trevor Lawrence has been around a while now. Has Trevor Lawrence lived up to what anybody expected to coming out of Clemson? I'd say no. I know the bank account, the salary, the numbers, $55, $53 million a year certainly look good for him. But is he the guy? Is he the MVP candidate that we expected? The guy wins a national championship, selected number one overall. I thought we'd get a little bit more from Trevor Lawrence. And so tonight they have an opportunity to kind of switch things up. Liam Cohen, the new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, well, he's not trying to get into a fight with Robert Saleh. He says, I'm proud of what this team has done. He says, we're playing hard.
The guys have worked their tails off, you know, since really we got here, right? These guys have done everything we've asked them to do from that standpoint. And to have the support of the community at the game, making it as loud as humanly possible, will be awesome.
Okay, all right. We'll see what happens. Let's also see what happens. He's not a big storyline. Where did he go? Hey, Bacha, what's going on with Travis Hunter, man? They don't know what the heck to do with him. They don't want to just have him play primarily on some offense. And I don't, it's just, he's kind of lost. There's nobody paying attention. He has 118 yards receiving on the season. He has 11 tackles. He's just a guy out there right now, you know?
Just because I don't, when you look at the Jaguars offense, they have talent. Brian Thomas Jr. is talented, was talented last year. ETN's been great. And then you look at the defense. I know they're forcing turnovers, but is he a real name on that defense? I doubt it. So I think, I don't know if there's like a, for him, there's a sophomore slump because he's kind of playing two positions at once. And he's just, I don't know. It's like you're splitting your effort between two things. You can't focus. And then on top of that, you have other guys who are stepping up in front of you. So you get kind of buried in your necessity to improve.
Yeah, Jack of all trades, master of none. Like, who is Travis Hunter as a football player right now? Is he a guy out there on offense? I know one time he had a fumble and after he caught the ball, is he just run him out there on offense? Keep running him out there on defense and nickel packages and keep him moving. But look, you got something new. You want to try something out different. He's just kind of lost in the sauce. Unless he was really out there contributing to a lot of these turnovers, that'd be a different situation. But it's not like he's a game changer. Maybe tonight he will have an opportunity to do so. You got America who's going to sit down and watch. He's going to take on Patrick Mahomes. It'd be a big deal, let's say, if he intercepted a Mahomes pass. It'd be a big deal if he got his first career touchdown tonight. He's yet to get into the end zone for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, this is what people expect to see from Travis Hunter. Okay, and you can have Deion Sanders sitting around all he wants going, oh, the Jacksonville Jaguars aren't using him the right way. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 3-1. All right, don't fix it if it ain't broke. Why am I now going to run around trying to adjust things when there's nothing wrong? I gotta cram him in there just to say that we used him the right way. This is not college. We all knew that there was going to be a massive adjustment for Travis Hunter going from Colorado to the NFL. It doesn't matter where he ended up. But the fact that the team is 3-1, I guess, has maybe softened the blow in his introduction into the NFL. I think he'll be fine. But let's see if he has some big plays coming his way tonight. This is going to be a big deal for the team all the way around. I told you about Trevor Lawrence. Maybe he connects tonight with Travis Hunter for a touchdown. Chris Jones, he talked about Trevor Lawrence and what he can do on the football field.
A lot of progression throughout the years. And he's made a lot of big throws when the team needed him. So they have a very great cohesive group that is playing well together right now.
I think this game might actually be close. I mean, you automatically think about Kansas City and you go, oh, my God, yeah, this is a team, all these championships, all these years. And they go into Jacksonville. Well, they've been pretty damn good at turning the football over. I'm going to give the edge to Kansas City. I know that they're going to be on the road. But I think when it comes down to experience, I think we may just have a player or two where I just ultimately still trust Patrick Mahomes more than I trust Trevor Lawrence. I mean, when has he consistently ever just gone out there and led the team? He hasn't. He's fallen flat when given these opportunities, and they've blown leads, and they've had playoff embarrassments. And I know, an 8-game losing streak to one team, you eventually want to turn that around. I think after tonight, we'll be looking at a 9-game winning streak for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they're going to continue to make things interesting in the AFC West. I think they're going to get to 3-2 and sit right there with Denver as well as the Chargers as to who lays claim and stake in the AFC West. And then you got the Raiders, who just exist to suck. Hey, Bacha, when are they going to tell Geno just go find a new job?
When they actually have a competent backup. Like, no disrespect to Kenny Pickett, but they have nobody.
Ouch. Yeah, Kenny Pickett's going to, at least he watches just like us. You can't be as bad as Geno is. Patrick Mahomes trying to help his team get a lead in the AFC West tonight. He is 5-0 against these Jacksonville Jaguars. I think tonight he'll push it to 6. We'll see what happens. I'm going to go with the Chiefs to pick up this victory. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to take this break. We come back on the other side. We'll have a conversation with Mark Ross from the NFL Network. We'll get his thoughts on tonight's Monday Night Football matchup between the Jaguars and the Chiefs. We'll get his thoughts on what we saw over the course of the weekend and what we can expect moving forward. Mark Ross from the NFL Network on the other side. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're getting ready for, the finale for week 5 of the NFL season. Tonight, we got the Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. We've seen some upsets. We got no undefeated teams. Man, we're going to blink and we're going to be moving on to week number 6. And joining us right now is someone who knows all things NFL. You can catch him on the NFL Network as an analyst. You know, he's getting ready for this matchup between the Broncos and Jets this upcoming Sunday, exclusively on the NFL Network. Joining us right now is Mark Ross. Mark, how are you?
Excellent. How about yourself?
Listen, I'm sticking and moving, getting ready for this game tonight, Monday Night Football between Jacksonville and Kansas City. The Chiefs have an opportunity tonight to kind of tie for the lead in the AFC West. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 3-1. What are your thoughts? What should we look forward to in this game tonight?
Yeah, you kind of, the Chiefs last couple seasons at least get this part of the year get written off. You know, they're struggling and once again, and the Chiefs dynasty is over. They can't play anymore, and you know, all of a sudden, once again, if they win, they're right at the top of the division. And then for Jacksonville, this is a game for them to really prove if they're actually legitimate or not. I know they're the record looks a little better, but when you look at who they've played, you know, with a struggling Carolina team, they lost to the Bengals when Burrow got hurt, and then the Texans, who, despite yesterday's result crushing the Ravens, been struggling, and 49ers with Brock Purdy coming back. So this will be the truest test for Jacksonville to say, okay, you're actually legit, biggest game down there, and I don't know when. So we will see tonight.
Well, Mark, when you take a look at the Jags, they're 3-1, and I guess that helps cover up some of what has not taken place with Travis Hunter. What are your thoughts on his usage? Of course, there was so much hype with him winning the Heisman. What are your thoughts on how he's being utilized?
Well, it's not about how he's being utilized. I always was skeptical about the Travis Hunter experiment and playing both ways. And certainly when they gave up to get him, traded up to get him, and, you know, I never was a believer in that. And, you know, I was on record, on air talking about it. And I just never saw a scenario where he could actually play full-time or even part-time and be an impact player doing that. I mean, it's just, you know, these guys up here is just a whole other different level. So I think for the best, they should just stick him at one position and let him go grow from there. Because as of now, you know, what's the game plan of why are you just playing him on both sides just to try to justify what you did? But he's not making an impact either way. You watch Jags games, you don't even notice him. So that's not really what you want to get for the return on what you gave up for him.
Mark Ross is here with us, NFL Network analyst. We know that we had two big results yesterday, the Buffalo Bills taking an L to the New England Patriots earlier in the day. We saw Denver come back and beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, these are two teams that are supposed to compete for a championship. I don't think anything has changed there. But specifically when it comes to Philadelphia, what are your thoughts on this whole A.J. Brown situation that kind of develops week to week?
Well, I live here in Philly. I'm from Philly, so I get to listen to it and hear all the madness all week and just laugh throughout the week when the fans are going nuts and the sports radio people are going crazy about this A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts and Saquon can't get going. And the Eagles were winning, and they get the benefit of the doubt for winning, unlike a couple of years ago, you know, even last year where they were at this point. There was that uncertainty, and there was panic when they got crushed by the Buccaneers at 2-2. So, you know, there's more panic again now at Philly because this offense just is not clicking the right way. And last year when they went on their Super Bowl run, it was really Saquon. And, you know, A.J. Brown, of course, and Devontae Smith made huge plays, but it all went through Saquon and the defense was nasty. And, you know, now the defense is living up to their end of the deal once again. And they were winning games, as you should, because they know how to win games. But when you play better teams and better defenses, as you saw yesterday and even throughout the whole season where, you know, the week before they had minus one total yards in the second half. And, you know, they're just going to have to figure something out. They do have a new offensive coordinator once again for Jalen Hurts, but I think there's just a lot of flaws with that offensive line. It's not as dominant as they were last year. They lost Mekhi Becton. Landon Dickerson has been hurt. He does not look the same. Lane Johnson's been hurt. So it all starts from there. And when the running game can't get going, then you see that the pass game get bogged down because that's not really their true identity.
Yeah, I mean, 38 passes yesterday for Hurts is just kind of crazy. And I don't expect that. Well, last night we did see, I mentioned the New England Patriots taking on the Buffalo Bills. We know the Bills, hey, nobody's, for the most part, going to just go through the season and not lose a game. But what are your thoughts on what New England has done? Are they going to be real competitive in the AFC this year, or are they going to have to take another step next year?
No, I picked them to make the playoffs this year, and I just believed in, number one, you know, Mike Vrabel. You brought in a coach there who has shown he can and win in this league and win divisions with Tennessee and win shorthanded almost. But, okay, then you got Drake May. I thought year two, you saw last year he was just a one-man show. He had nothing around him. I thought, okay, you get some year two, get some players around him, which they did. They did an outstanding job in free agency. Mostly on the defensive side of the ball, but also the trade for Stephon Diggs, as you saw the payoffs of that last night. And then I thought they crushed it in the draft as well with, you know, namely Will Campbell, Travion Henderson, I think will get going. You'll see him more, especially with Gibson torn ACL. I think you'll see him start to explode. So I thought just the infusion of stability and talent in the coaching staff and then the overall talent level they got through free agency in the draft, I was big believers that they would take a huge step this year.
NFL Network analyst Mark Ross is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. You talk about taking huge steps forward. Right now, it looks like Baltimore is taking a huge step back due to all these injuries. Smoked yesterday by Houston, a 44-10. Do we just write them off of this year for Baltimore? Are they done? They're cooked, right?
Yeah, I hate to say it because I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. I thought finally this was their year. I thought they had the most talented roster in the league. And you know, despite, and you've seen these cracks in Baltimore the last few years where even when they were winning, they just never played like a good team. And then when they actually had to get into the playoffs in these big games, it caught up to them, you know, but they could crush regular teams. And now with all the injuries, you know, even the first game against Buffalo, they blew that lead. You know, they made mistake after mistake. They continue to do that. Now that, you know, they have half the team playing, it's just going to be hard. I just think there's some monumental flaws with that team. That there's just something wrong there with the players don't believe in the coaches, players don't believe in each other. There's something rotten there going on for them to look this bad, you know, at this point. And, you know, Lamar comes back and gives them hope, and the hope is their division isn't any good. So, you know, Cleveland's going to struggle. Cincinnati's going to struggle. Pittsburgh, despite their 3-1 record right now, they're not a good team. So that's really their only hope, that those other teams will be losing too and kind of keep them at bay if they can get anything together.
What could the Ravens do at all in the offseason? We know the offensive line has been adjusted over the years. They brought on Derrick Henry to help kind of lighten the load a little bit for Lamar. He's just continued to grow into being an amazing, ridiculous passer historically. Are they running on a treadmill? Is there anything that they can do to kind of maintain being good, getting into that 13-12 range every year?
Well, I think they just need new leadership there with Harbaugh and, you know, coaches. They kind of run their course and players just tune them out. And I think that's really what you're seeing for the way they play. There's something fundamentally wrong there in that organization with the leadership there. So I think that, and you see that infusion with teams that, you know, have had coaches there a long time and, you know, they're gone and, you know, the coach and the team may need a fresh eyes and a fresh voice coming out of there. So I think that unless something drastically changes, I think you'll see a whole new coaching staff there in Baltimore, which could reignite them.
And Mark Ross here with us, NFL Network analyst. Another team, they're in a transition period. They got Geno Smith and Pete Carroll as the top two guys at the team. But the Raiders, man, they can't hold on to the ball. Geno can't throw it to the right guy. They got smoked yesterday by Indianapolis 40-6. What happens with these Raiders? Tom Brady can't go out there and play, right? He's done.
Yeah, that's not happening. And look, I know there was with Pete Carroll coming in, there was a lot of excitement just because, again, someone that leaves the place and kind of get worn out. Well, remember that happened to him in Seattle now. It wasn't as if he was Pete Carroll's Super Bowl winning days. You know, it was a guy that had been around there too long. And living off the past a little bit too much, you know, he brings some stability and whatnot. But overall, you know, the Geno experience, he's finally writing back. And I love Geno. We had him in New York. He got us all fired because we started him. But he still loved the way he resurrected his career and made the Pro Bowls. But, you know, just the overall talent level, I just don't think the Raiders have. And they really needed Geno to play at a Pro Bowl level when, at this point, I mean, he's playing like one of the worst quarterbacks in the league the way he's turning the ball over. So unless he gets going, unless he gets right, you might be a rough year there.
And, Mark, is there a team that you look at that you say, okay, things maybe are not all that great as it stands today, but they have a chance to turn their season around? Is there one squad?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of them. When you look at, Dallas, despite their defense not doing anything, the way the level that Dak Prescott is playing right now, I mean, they're going to be in every game. I mean, Dak's always played at a high level, Pro Bowl type level. I just always question him in big games and whatnot. But man, when CD went out, I was like, oh boy, this season's over. And he's really just taken it to a whole nother level there. So Dallas will be competitive. They'll be in every game. Carolina's coming on. They tease me every other week. Like, come on, guys. And then despite, the worry about some other teams, like a Denver started slow, but you see what they could do winning that yesterday. The Commanders are only 3-2, but Jaden Daniels was out, and now they'll start coming on. I think they'll be a real force. So, yeah, it'll be a fun year. And even Kansas City, I mentioned them earlier. They're 2-2, people writing them off, and they'll be in the mix right when the end, when the playoff time comes around.
Mark, it's kind of crazy even yesterday looking at Tennessee. I guess Arizona helped gift wrap them a win yesterday.
My goodness.
What are your thoughts on the Titans? I mean, even from letting go of Vrabel and Carthon and in the current situation, it's like, oh my God, are they now screwing up this opportunity with Ward? What are your thoughts on what's going on in Tennessee?
Good for them to get that. I mean, that what the Cardinals did yesterday was just, I've never seen anything like that, just handed the game away. But with Tennessee, and I believed in Cam Ward. He talked big in the offseason, having the best offense in the league and all. But I thought this would be a growing pain year for them, again, because of the overall talent. I thought they didn't have the overall talent to really compete at a high level. But, I don't know the coach Callahan personally. I don't work with him. But just seeing his division, you can see, for me, I can see good coaches and great coaches and how they interact and how they lead. And there's something there I just don't, I'm not crazy about. The way he kind of conducts things there with that team. We'll see if they hang in with them. They really needed that one badly yesterday. And we'll see if they can keep some momentum from that.
Yeah, we'll see if they can pick something up. I don't feel positive about it, but we will certainly see. One thing that we know that we will see, you talked about the Broncos, the New York Jets, who also have zero wins. They're going to be in action in London exclusively on the NFL Network, available across devices with NFL Plus. That'll be this Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. And we talk about teams not being in a good position. Do you think there's a possibility that Aaron Glenn is one and done with the New York Jets this year if they continue to look like this?
Man, that would be an incredible turn of events. If so, I mean, here's a guy that had his choice of jobs. And of course, he comes back there because he played there and his affinity for the Jets. And but it's looking even worse than ever there right now at 0-5, and they just don't play like a good football team. And of course, Justin Fields got hurt, but I was always skeptical about that, paying him that much money if he was a true franchise guy. And man, that would just set the franchise back even more if they do say, all right, this is but. We've seen it before. I mean, if it's so bad and you see foundational cracks in the coaching, it's not just about the wins and losses. It's about how you lose and how the players react and how the players are motivated. Some soulless, Aaron Glenn was the coordinator for Dan Campbell. They were, I think, 0-10-1 before they got their first win. So he could maybe look at that and say, have some inspiration of, okay, at least we were losing games, but we're playing hard and we were competitive and the team was buying in. So, they only know behind the scenes that the team's buying into what's going on there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Doesn't look good for the New York Jets. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for the time. Tell everybody where they can follow and keep up with you and all your work with the NFL Network.
Yeah, we're on the Insiders. Check out the Insiders. And then Game Day Live or on the weekends on Sunday. And then at Mark Ross on Twitter, X and Mark Ross 2 on Instagram.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate your time and the expertise. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Sure thing.
No doubt about it. Big thank you to Mark Ross for joining us, NFL Network analyst, to take a look at the games that we got over the weekend. And it's kind of crazy to think about. Here we are approaching week 6 of the NFL season. It is going to start this upcoming Thursday as the Eagles get ready to beat up on the New York Giants. And then we have that Sunday matchup between Denver and the New York Jets that'll take place exclusively on the NFL Network. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you know what? Let's take a look at two teams. You know, we mentioned one of them, the Tennessee Titans with Cam Ward. I'm just like, man, hopefully they don't screw this guy up. And the Miami Dolphins, their first game since Tyreek Hill has basically had his knee mangled. The Dolphins still, well, they can't get the job done with him. They can't get the job done without him. I think Mike McDaniel, he might be a coach that's certainly going to get the boot. And then he had some thoughts after speaking to Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner. So let's get into that on the other side of the break. LeBron James had an interesting announcement, a tease of an announcement. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. There's a lot going on this Monday. And right now it's time for a newsflash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Mark Ross for joining us, NFL Network analyst, to take a look at what we saw in week 5 of the NFL season and what we can expect to see tonight as week 5 concludes with the Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have beat these Jags 8 consecutive times. The Chiefs are trying to make it 9 consecutive times. And if the Chiefs win today, tonight, they're going to be tied for the lead in the American League West. Okay, AFC West. We'll see what happens later tonight. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we got the Philadelphia Phillies and the Dodgers. They still hear nothing to peace. Botcher, this game is flying by, man. That's what happens when you get these pitching duels, man.
And it's not like they're throwing, well, besides for this inning for Blake Snell, they were very, very efficient with their innings, too. It was like just pounding the strike zone and just getting through guys.
Yeah, this is fun. This is why I will bemoan the fact until the series is done and who knows ultimately what the series will look like. I'm just like, damn it. Dude, we're just kind of pigeonholed to five games, you know, with these two teams. I feel like watching this, and I know people from Milwaukee will not be happy about it. It just feels like the championship round. It feels like the championship series, and here we are in the divisional round. And so we'll see what happens as well between the Cubs and the Brewers later on. There's a lot going on. So we'll keep you up to date here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, when we had Mark join us in the last break from the NFL Network, we took a look at some teams. You know, he is not confident that Baltimore is going to turn things around, thinks that they actually need a leadership change with the new head coach. That would be a massive change for the Baltimore Ravens if they were to go ahead and do that next season. I don't know if I know the fan base is a lot of fans that'd be happy to see Harbaugh go. But he's been the chief architect and really driving forward Lamar Jackson. So it'd be interesting to see how that works out for the Ravens. It looks like they're going to be in for a little bit of a reset by the time they get to the offseason. It's going to be a long season for the Ravens. Speaking of long seasons, man, some of these teams cannot get out of their own way. We just had this conversation with Mark Ross about the Tennessee Titans. They are just, well, they got gifted a win yesterday because the Arizona Cardinals are just, they're a joke. They're up, they're down, game to game. You never know what the hell you're going to get. And they basically handed the Tennessee Titans a victory yesterday. The Titans beat them, last second field goal, 22-21. The Tennessee Titans, picking up the victory yesterday, they have stopped a 10-game losing streak, okay? The Titans were actually in this game. They were losing 21-6, but the Arizona Cardinals could not close out this game to save their lives. DeMarcado is over here fumbling at the end zone, which is just mind-numbing. We see this, I feel like, once every couple of weeks, maybe once a month. It feels like it happens in bunches. A guy has the football. He's getting ready to take the damn ball into the end zone, and he starts celebrating, and he drops the ball before he even gets there. Well, the ball goes into the end zone and through, touchback. And then we saw Cam Ward get a pass intercepted. And then it's fumble into the end zone. And that's falling apart. And it's like, how? Is this high school? You know, I watch the Arizona Cardinals and I say to myself, is this a high school team? What the hell are these guys doing? And so they basically gift the Titans a victory yesterday. And it's just, it's pathetic. Kyler Murray, who's also up and down and up and down, game to game, week to week, he's like, man, this got to be the worst loss of my entire career.
Oh, I really know what to think about that. As I really don't even know. That's how to lose a game 101. I don't know. That was crazy.
How to lose a game 101. Oh my God. When his contract is done, they gotta tell him no thanks, bro. Like the experiment of him in the desert. How does anybody sit down and watch the Arizona Cardinals and expect them to do anything? Like they're not bad enough to be horrific. And it's certainly not good. They're the most mediocre franchise in the entire NFL, flat and period. And then you got Amari DeMarcado. He's over here playing because Connor is out for the season. And he can't hold the ball into the end zone to score a touchdown. What, you don't want a touchdown? What the hell is your problem? After the game, he didn't know what to say.
I just made a mistake. There's not really no excuse. Just let the ball go through.
What was going through your mind as you were crossing the goal line?
I mean, obviously emotional, you know, big play, but I just got to be smarter.
I saw an interaction with you and JG on the sidelines. Looks like he came over. Looks like he was pretty heated when he saved you in that moment.
Just got to be smarter. You know, it's as simple as that. I guess happens to the best of us, right?
Yeah, head coach Jonathan Gannon was killing him on the sidelines. He was destroying him so bad that today he had to apologize to the team. He's like, hey, I lost it. I know I lost. But can you blame the guy? Like, are we ever going to reach a point? I guess the answer is hell no. We will never reach a point where a guy has the ball and all you have to do is carry it into the end zone. But these guys are over here flipping and dropping the ball before they even get there. What are we doing? Like, run the ball over the goal line and then celebrate It's that damn simple. Cam Ward, who's just having a rough go here, is rookie season. He talked about how actually picking up a victory felt. They're not used to it.
Oh, it felt good. A win, especially for my first one in a game like that, you know, it's a big-time win. But I think the biggest thing is just we got to continue to build off of it. We got to continue to attack the week the right way and try to get a win next week.
Yeah, last week he said they were ass, and today he sounds a little bit more enthusiastic. Next up for the Tennessee Titans, they got the Raiders. And so maybe they can actually go out there and win a game and not necessarily have it gifted to them. Meanwhile, we got another team. They blew a lead. What a shocker. The Miami Dolphins stink. They lose to Carolina 27-24. At one point in time, the Dolphins were up by 17 points. Rico Dowdle just had a hell of a day, 206 yards rushing on the ground in place of Chuba Hubbard. And Mike McDaniel today, he spoke to the media, and apparently he had a conversation with Stephen Ross. And God bless Mike McDaniel. He's still able to speak to the media because he didn't get fired. Hey, Mike, how did that conversation go?
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he was as I was. And, you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. That was kind of the extent of it.
How the heck could you listen to a guy speak like that and just go, yeah, this is the guy that I want leading my football team? And that's after he had a conversation with the owner. What about yesterday? Why did you suck? Were your guys not ready to go? Like, how'd y'all blow that lead, Mike?
We thought that we're prepared for this, and clearly we weren't. Like, I think we were outgained 200 yards in the run game collectively from the two sides of the ball. That is not good enough. You'll rarely win, if ever.
Oh my goodness, Bacha, I don't want to say, hey, fire a guy. Is he gonna make it through the year? Is he gonna make it through the season?
I think it's progressively getting worse and worse by the stutters he has. The more stutters, the more likely he's get fired.
Yeah, the more stutters, the more. Yeah, today was his last opportunity. Stephen Ross is gonna wake up and go, you know, enough of this guy. Just go. Dolphins are bad, man. Not good. Tyreek Hill without him, with or without him, they bad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back. Hey, I'm gonna give you an update on baseball. And what the hell is going on with LeBron? Is he retiring tomorrow? I'll fill you in the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.